And I gotta tell you, fellas, you have got what appears to be a dynamite sound.
Welcome to the Anywhere Office.
One of the things that we like to do on this here show is give away some major tips. We did it with the Home Office show, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, that squeaking sound is the Mobile Buddha, and he's saying it is time for Top 5 Tips. Virtual Team Tips this time. Our Top 5 Tips is our Top 5 Virtual Team Tips for working remotely and collaborating across distance.
All right, what's tip number 5?
Okay, tip number 5, starting at the bottom there. I would say tip number 5 is to really improve collaboration with a team, is to use some kind of online virtual office or shared workspace. And these are there's a variety of these out, and we'll name a couple in a second, but basically what it is, it's some place where you can have a shared calendar, maybe a discussion board, a place to post shared files, contacts. This way everyone can kind of stay on the same page. You know, if you're working with a bunch of different people, you don't always want to be emailing files back and forth. I mean, even just you and I working together, we find that, you know, what's the latest version, what's the final version of the file. So having a central location for collaboration to happen, particularly something web-based where everyone can get to it no matter where they are, whether they're working from home or in the office, wherever that might be, is a really important tool. And there's two that I would recommend. One that we use ourselves, which is WebEx has a product called WebOffice at WebOffice.com, and we'll post these links to the blog as we always do after the show. And they have a great setup. Again, shared calendars, contacts, polls, discussion boards, all that fun stuff there. And pretty affordable for about 5 people. I think it's about $60 a month, so you could set up instantly. Within minutes, you could have that set up. For a pretty affordable price.
And very easy to use, and I have that even. We have it synchronized with our Outlook, so it's, you know, as I'm adding things up there, you know, you kind of keep track of them without even really having to keep track of them once you kind of get that process flow.
That's right, synchronizes with the Palm and all. If you're looking for something that's free to use, because I always like to point out free resources, Yahoo Groups. Yahoo has something called Yahoo Groups, which you can get at groups.yahoo.com, which doesn't quite have all the functionality of the web office, a little less professional aspect, but it does have a discussion board, a place where you can post photos and shared documents.
Yeah, and it has like the suitcase, or right, where you can put shared documents and all that.
The Yahoo briefcase is another element there where you can put some shared documents. So definitely check out some Yahoo groups, but using some type of shared collaboration space where you can put all the information in a central location would be my 5.
Tip number 4.
Tip number 4, also a little bit along the technology line here, but I think, you know, no matter how much you work apart or remotely, and a lot of that work sometimes happens independently of one another, there are times when everybody needs to get together and talk about something. So I would recommend using some conference call services for real-time brainstorming. This way everyone can kind of share their opinions and kind of really bring the team together. And this also doesn't have to cost a lot of money. In fact, it can cost almost no money at all. There's a couple of great free conference call services. The numbers they give you are usually not located in your area, so you might be making a long-distance call to use these, but with the low cost of some people have unlimited long distance or 5 cents a minute, certainly great. And the one, I'll name three of them. One of the ones I really recommend highly is freeconferencecall.com. And with them, every 120 days, you have to sign up, kind of renew your subscription, and they'll give you a different number. So the number and PIN number changes. But you can have up to 100 people on a call. The call can be up to 6 hours long, and they just added a great feature, which is the ability to record the call.
For free.
For free. All for free. So you sign up, you can use that service for free, and the great thing about recording the call is then people that maybe missed the meeting can either call a number in later and hear it, or they actually let you download it as a WAV file, and then you can use it. Or if you're a podcaster, and you're looking, we talked last week about multimedia, you could do an interview or have a discussion with somebody, host a teleseminar, record that, bring that down. So that's one, freeconferencecall.com. That was freeconference.com is another free service. I think you can get a more permanent number from them and also have quite a few people on the call. And then there's MrConference.com. So I think, again, very important to have real-time everyone together, a synchronous conversation, and let everyone kind of share their thoughts.
And that should bring us to tip number three for virtual teams.
That's right. Tip number three goes kind of hand in hand with the conference call services to some extent, which is I think it is important, even when you're working apart, to have regular group meetings scheduled. It's very easy for people to kind of start to work independently of one another and lose track of who's working on what, and just to kind of bring everyone together. So whether those meetings are face-to-face or whether you want to have them via conference call or maybe using some kind of web meeting software like GoToMeeting or something like that, I think it's important to have it, and not just have it, you know, impromptu, but to have it scheduled. So whether you do that once a week, I know some teams have so many things going on that they like to meet every Friday that way, or twice a month, or once a quarter, depending upon the type of project you're doing. But I think it is important to, on a regularly scheduled basis, have some kind of meeting where you bring everybody.
So if I have this distributed team where we're at so far, I'm going to implement these top five tips. I set up my shared office space. I've got all our shared files on there. I've got shared calendar on there. Maybe I sign up for one of these free conference call services, so I have that in place. And then you're saying maybe using that tool. So now we're all on the same page. We can share the files. We know where everybody's at in there. Part of the whatever project we're working on.
Right.
And then we say, hey, every Thursday we're going to spend an hour, we're going to free call into this conference call, we're going to touch base with each other in real time, we maybe have a brainstorming session or kind of vent or something like that, and then you could even record that, and then if a member of that distributed team couldn't participate in the real-time call, they could at least get up to speed by listening to the recording.
That's right, without forwarding a bunch of emails around. And again, this is what you were talking about, I think, at the top of the show, which is, you know, here's some technology we talked about, the conference calls in the web office, here's the strategy portion of it. How do I thoughtfully implement this, which is, okay, schedule a meeting, and you'll know for your team or your project, does it need to be weekly or bi-weekly or bi-monthly, but putting that into place. It's not going to happen by itself.
Just thinking of those three tips, I'm already imagining a project team that's more organized than some of the places I've worked, which is a little terrifying when you stop and think about it.
Absolutely.
And that was tip three.
Tip two goes, again, I kind of like to tie my tips together with a nice little bow. According to the last one with the group meetings, which is use those same technologies in order to create a virtual water cooler and promote team building. One of the things about working on virtual teams or working with people while apart is that informal conversation and the getting to know each other that you normally do in an office when people are chatting or going to lunch together often is missing. And that's one of the big criticisms for people about working independently of one another. Well, is how do you create that? How do you build that trust and camaraderie that normally happens on a team? And what I suggest is if you can get together in person to person, that's great. But if not, use those same technologies, but implement them in this case for something like a virtual water cooler. For some clients that we've worked with, I've asked them to consider having a virtual happy hour on Fridays. And one particular company I could think of, they had a bunch of people working out of home offices, and what we said is every Friday at about 4 o'clock from 4 to 5, they were going to get together, use the same conference call technology that they normally use to have meetings, but instead they came together and they shared photos with one another, sometimes putting them up on the shared office space, and they would talk about non-work things, who was working on maybe a classic car they were building, or who just found an antique because they loved antiques. And this way, you know, you got to know each other, find out about each other's families, your hobbies, your passions, and I think with all of that really brought the team together.
Yeah, and one thing that always amazes me, and it comes back to the sandbox analogy I was talking about earlier, is sometimes those informal things or playing with these tools will lead people to learn how to do things with them that they're frustrated by trying to learn how to do when it's work related.
That's right.
Tip one, top tip.
The top tip, I would say, of all this is communication is the key. It is certainly the backbone of all virtual teamwork, and the thing I most recommend is to communicate about how you're going to communicate. Set up some communication guidelines, and by that I mean what is the turnaround time expected for communication? If I leave you a voicemail, how often are, on this team are we expected to check our voicemail? Every 2 hours, once a day? So I know a timeliness of response. The same thing, is email or is voicemail considered the primary form of communication?
It should be codified, you're saying.
That's right. I think you should plan it out, and you should discuss it in the group and make sure everyone understands that.
If you send me an email, I will get back to you within 48 hours. If you leave me, if you tell me it's important, I'll get back to you within 2 hours.
That's right. And in some cases, having set times where it is that you're going to be available. So I know that you're always available between 12 and 4 on Wednesdays because that's when we're working, and I know I can reach you that way. So I would say the number one tip is to come up with some communication guidelines and make sure everyone understands them, and then this way you don't have that communication breakdown that so often happens.
Nice. Top five tips for virtual teamwork.
Yes.
We're going to ramble off to a break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Mr. Jim McNeil.
Jim McNeil.
Well, that about does it. Wraps are all up. I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.